Hello and welcome. Today is June 10th, 2021. We have a solar new moon eclipse in Gemini. Let's just take a nice deep breath. Relax your jaw. Relax the skin of your scalp. Relax your face. Drop your chin slightly. Relax the back of your neck. Relax your shoulders. And let's establish a rhythm. A rhythm in the breath. Resetting your focal point, bringing it down into the heart. You may find light in your head, light in your third eye, activity in your crown. Just soften all of those areas. Relax your organs. There is a deep portal opening in your body today. Just stay in your heart, really, really centered in your heart. Finding zero point, establishing your core light, the center of your column of light, connect it down into the earth, and find that sensation as that light comes back up to fortify you. Through your ankle chakras, through the knee chakras that are coming online for a special grounding, for a special added connection to the messages coming up from the earth. And the first chakra, just take a moment to feel your first chakra down through your legs, ankles, your feet, and right down into the core. This grounding for the energies that are coming in through your crown. Traveling down, they're of different frequencies. What's coming in through the crown, your sixth, your fifth, and your fourth chakra, third and second. Let's just take a moment to run your column of light so that they merge and dance and integrate. The energies to ground that are coming up from the earth and down through your crown. There are many, many codes, frequencies, and information packets coming in at this time. This is a special opening. And the grounding will be very important. A lot of the earth has the keys to unpack this. So this breath This slow rhythmic breath has the ability to unlock the codes, as does your feet on the ground. The sun coming in. The wind and the sounds, the nature sounds that you find yourself surrounded in. And moving back into your heart space. And there may have been lots of density removal in the past couple of weeks. So making the arrival for these new codes coming in, but it may feel like luggage being dropped and thrown onto your conveyor belts that you see sometimes ungraciously placed on the conveyor belt at an airport as these come in clunky and various shapes and sizes and colors and weights. So smoothing that out, that delivery. And find your heartbeat. And as you find your heartbeat, relax your forehead. Relax the skin of your forehead. Imagine there is a light, a shade of light that has been protecting this sixth chakra right on your forehead area of the incoming light from the sun. And that is being raised. Let's just slowly imagine that you had some shades in this area. You're very slowly going to, very slowly, begin to lift the shade maybe just a few inches and just pause and begin to feel that influx of light that you're directing coming into your body. Uranus is known for flashes of bright light, but this intensity will require finesse, grace, and communication with your body. Often you think of Gemini in terms of communicating words out, but this is communication with the processes that are occurring in your body. This will be important. Looking in and moving that shade up and down. And see how that feels just in the space around inside your head. Lifting it up a little bit. And back down. For some of you, you may want to change your shade so that it's still a shade, but it's letting in more light. Let's do that. Now let's create a shade that is letting going when it's all the way down, that it's letting in twice as much light as before, but not fully all coming in. And it may feel like just waves or clouds of light coming into your central mind, your pineal gland. This is fuel. This light is fuel to open many of the, much of the understanding of how your body is working at this level of, and many of you will feel unprecedented assistance, somehow being assisted in this process. And that is true. You may be encouraged to open this shade at various points. You may want to open it halfway at night where and see how that works. It will bring activity into your mind. It will feel there is a lot going on. And then just practice closing it down a little bit. And then just seeing how that feels in the various centers in your body. Let's just check in with your solar plexus, your belly. And now being in your awareness in your belly, slowly open this new shade and close it. And open it a little bit more. Take a few breaths with it open, delivering light to your solar plexus. This has a grand function of working with solar energy. Let's direct the incoming light coming in through your forehead with your new shade lifted slightly, directing it right down into the solar plexus. Feeling up your solar plexus with a warm yellow light, golden light. As you are filling your body with nutrients, it may feel like you're satisfying a thirst. See if you could find that sensation. Your eyes may be tempted to engage as the light travels behind it. It might try to focus it, just keeping your eyes and your optic nerve quiet, keeping that closed while you allow light to come streaming in, hitting your pineal and then directing it down into your solar plexus. And now let it, the light go down into your second chakra as well. And now into your root chakra. And the chakra in your knees and ankles. And out the bottoms of your feet. Pause here to feel that sensation. Really allowing it to come out the bottoms of your feet. Connecting to the ground and traveling down into the earth, imagine that the elemental kingdom is observing this. With amazement. There may be even a hush. These codes are restoring and assisting in this elemental reconnection. Not from your mind, but the senses in your organic lower chakras. Beginning to perceive the life force . The majority of the light we have been delivering has been absorbed by Tara, the surface of the earth. And working with walking on the earth. Maybe a very soothing, appropriate activity. Grounding your mind, grounding the energies, and absorbing the elements. Even down to the molecular level. The codes of how your body integrates light, the earth's instruction sets are to support you from the bottom of your feet up. To in frequency. The earth's frequency coming up through the bottoms of your feet into your ankles and knees and your root chakra. And much of this we'd like to bypass your eyes, your optic nerve, and any brain activity. You might find that doing your normal internet and television shows, that frequency is not very coherent with these new instruction sets. yet a way will be found, but it hasn't occurred quite yet. So you're tuning into some of these instruction sets are a new brain wave. And you might need to spend time sitting in nature, just experiencing the new brain waves. A lot needs to come on board for the brain waves to integrate into your speech patterns, your breath patterns, your movement patterns, your elimination patterns, even the way that you hold expression in your face, your expressions and your gestures are up for change with this. This is how you may first notice that you find yourself, your posture is a little different, or your height may feel shifted. The tilt of your head, the structure of your face, the bones in your spine. Take a breath and create space in your spine. Space in your jaw. A lot of these instruction sets have to travel through the narrow base of your head and neck. Be amply focused on keeping a degree of relaxation here. These instruction sets we've often given you are of a mental complex, but now it is very simply a reorganization of your physical body and how the energy is flowing. So in this process, you may find it soothing to just focus on a simple thing. It may be the color of the trees, the sensation in your toes, the sound of a bird or the wind. That this zero point, finding zero point, neutral in almost everything that you're doing. Finding neutral when you're driving, when you're cooking, when you're walking, so that your senses at rest can begin to change. There'll be a tendency to want to distract yourself from this process. Go read a book, forget about it. listen to something or have a conversation. But we invite you to just notice that. Is it resistance to the new sensations? That is what we are looking at. That is our concern, is the ability to welcome the new sensations, as foreign as they may be. Or it would seem that it would tax your nervous system to stay neutral in this observer point, and give yourself permission to linger where your new attention point wants to go. However, this is exactly what's giving you increased bandwidth and frequency awareness. You may feel upside down at times. So allow yourself to lie on the ground or the bed, or put yourself in various positions as your body is suggesting, or movements or sounds. We will be, because of the energetics of today, we will be doing more explaining with the summer solstice call.
Blessings.